There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the fourth game of this sixth game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting ready for this evening's contest as Bradenton will suit up as an alternate identity tonight. They are wearing their specialty Bradenton jerseys as they're honoring one of the former Negro League teams that used to play here at the Lecom Parker, just right down the road as well. The Bradenton Nine Devils, it's a white jersey that reads Bradenton Nine Devils in red jerseys. And so it's a special day here at Lecom Park as honoring those who played here, including one of the current players who's here right now. We'll hear from him later in the ballgame as well. But first, we will hear from Justin Mickness, who had his first career home run yesterday. Bradenton did lose 7-3 last night, and so they are looking for a bounce-back win here. They've taken two of the first three, though, so win today would solidify them at least a split of this series at home against Jupiter. But again, Justin Mickness, that conversation is coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with catcher and first baseman Justin Mickness. And well, Justin, let's start off by talking about yesterday. You had your first career home run, end up driving in two runs in the process of doing so. Just what was that feeling like running around the bases? I know you had a big smile on your face as you rounded home.
I mean, it was a pretty surreal moment. I didn't even know what was going on, really. You know, one of those things, it's like back in Little League when you hit your first home run. It kind of felt like that, so it was pretty cool. It was a good experience.
I have to ask as well, did you get the baseball back afterwards to maybe keep on your shelf at some point?
Yeah, Peyton Stumbo actually got the ball for me, gave it to me after the game. It was pretty cool. A lot of support in the bullpen for sure.
Well, you know, you're a catcher, so you catch all those guys' bullpens, right? They got to have your back.
Yeah, for sure. They were cheering for me, and I didn't give them a, you know, acknowledgement, but we talked about it after. It's all good.
You guys made up. But you're a guy, too, who's from not too far from Pittsburgh, grew up in DuBois, and so you know, your second year in the Pirate system after you were drafted, what was that reaction like when, you know, not only do you hear your name called in the draft, but it's from your hometown team?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, actually. I was on the golf course with my parents and one of my friends, and he said that I was drafted by the Buccos. He was the first one to tell me, so that was a pretty surreal experience, and it's just been awesome since then. So,
well, I have to ask, too, you grew up a Pirates fan. Who was your favorite Pirate player growing up then?
Andrew McCutchen, for sure. He donated basketball shoes to my high school basketball team. So he's done a lot for the town of DuBois, too. So he's a really good guy, and I just liked him a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. So,
was catching always the position for you, or was there another position that you played as well?
I was a shortstop pitcher a lot from probably – I started catching a lot when I was just got into high school. But I was a shortstop pitcher for most of my life. And I would catch occasionally, but, I mean, catching, you're in every pitch of the game, and I like that, so.
Was there a favorite catcher that you like to idolize in your later stages then when you got to high school that you really followed or just wanted to learn from?
I really liked Salvador Perez because he had a really good arm, and I thought that was really cool, so I liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, Joe Mauer, obviously, when I was younger, but no other than that.
Well, you're a left-handed hitting catcher, too, as was I. So Joe Mauer was my idol growing up as well. But you're also playing a lot of first base this year, too. Just what's the comfort level of being there so far, and is this your first year playing first base, too?
I played a little bit in college. I'll play, like, midweeks there every once in a while. But I haven't really played there much until now. But I feel pretty comfortable. Nothing too major. It's just, like, knowing certain things, where to go when the ball's hit the outfield and stuff like that. But other than that, I played the infield a lot, so it's kind of easier to pick up.
Again, chatting with catcher and first baseman Justin McNiss here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. The big news out of the Pirates organization today is that Paul Skeens was named the National League starting pitcher. And last year, you had a chance to catch Paul Skeens when he made two starts here with Bradenton. What was that experience like to catch a guy, you know, a year ago after he's drafted? Not only is he a first-round pick, first overall, but now he's a big league pitcher and an all-star.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm very happy for him. He's a good guy. Like, we didn't really get around him much because he was here and then he was gone, but he seemed like a really good guy, and I'm just really happy for him, especially the success that he's having right now. I mean, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, especially coming straight out of the draft like that. That's awesome.
Did a lot of family and friends, were they having a little bit more eyeballs on that game than usual because, you know, you're behind the plate and you're catching, you know, the one of the future aces in the Pirates.
I'm sure, definitely, but I remember it was a Sunday. It was really hot that day, too, but I think you might want two innings, mm-hmm. but it was pretty cool, mm-hmm. pretty cool experience.
What's something about you off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
I like to fish a lot. Mm-hmm. I fly fish. I just fish for bass on a reel, but I really like to fly fish. I kind of got into it more the past like 3 years, but obviously with baseball it's kind of tough, but I love being out there mm-hmm. on the water. So
where do you fly fish at? Is it up in Pennsylvania or yes. do you go out west at all?
Yes, just in Pennsylvania. Me and my brother go on small streams, my dad, my uncles, we go on these small streams and we fish for brookie trout, rainbow trout, brown trout.
When you're back home too and around the Pittsburgh area, do you ever get a chance to go back to PNC Park after the minor league season in September and maybe catch one of those last series or two?
Maybe I will. I'm not sure. I'll probably get to a game, I'm sure. But I live like 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I can make it happen, I'll make it happen. But I would like to, for sure.
Well, Justin McNiss, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Thomas.
Lineup's some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Lecom Park here in the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for Game 4 of this six-game series between Bradenton and Jupiter. That was Justin McNiss you just heard from before. He had his first career home run yesterday, a two-run blast down on the boardwalk in right center field. Both umpires are making their way down right now. It'll be Liana Ricks calling balls and strikes, and Garrett Nelson will be in the field here today. Jupiter comes in 43-41 overall, 7-11 in the second half of the season. Bradenton 37-47, 10 games below the watermark, and 8-10 in the second half of the season. Starting nine for both sides as we start with Jupiter. Colby Shea, the center fielder, leads things off again for the fourth straight day. Lefty shortstop Junior Sanchez hits second. Ron Ignoff for the DH bats third. He's followed by Shane Sasaki, the double-A rehabber from Pensacola. He plays right field. Kemp Alderman, left fielder out of Ole Miss, bats fifth. JT Mabry, third baseman, bats in the sixth spot. Lefty second baseman Jordan McCants had a big night at the plate last night. Seeing him driving in a run on a home run in the sixth inning. Also had a double in the contest. He's back in the starting nine, batting seventh. Angelo Despina, first baseman, is a lefty. He hits eighth. And Spencer Bramwell makes his first appearance of this series. He does the catching and bats ninth. For Jupiter today, it is another rehabber. It's just a week of rehabbers right now in the Marlins system that are playing here in Port Jupiter in Bradenton, as Paul Campbell, guy who has some big league experience in 2021, he gets the baseball today, making a rehab start from AA. For Bradenton, their starting nine, it goes as follows. The lefty left fielder Braylon Bishop hits leadoff. Switching in shortstop Connor Delgado bats second. The catcher Omar Alfonso hits third. He is another lefty. The first baseman Axel Plaz bats cleanup. The left-handed center fielder Celine Polanco hits fifth. Right fielder Eddie Rodriguez bats in the sixth spot. The lefty DH Emmanuel Torero hits seventh. Third baseman Juan Jerez bats eighth. And the switch hitting second baseman Wesley Zapata, swinging a hot bat right now, rounds out the starting nine. Lefty Connor Oliver gets the ball today. Oliver 0-4 with a 5.28 ERA this season. He's making his sixth start, his 15th appearance overall on the season. Bradenton looking for a bounce-back performance. They lost yesterday to Jupiter 7-3. They won the first two games, though. And so with a win today, it would tie at least a split of the series and could go for the series victory then tomorrow, which would be Saturday, with another one in their back pocket on Sunday. So we'll see if they can pull this one out tonight, as Bradenton again wearing alternate jerseys, the Bradenton Nine Devils, celebrating the old Florida State Negro League team that used to play here at Lecom Park. Take a look at the standings right now where both teams currently sit. We start in the FSL East Division. That is where Jupiter is. They are currently in third place, tied for third with St. Lucie, 7-11. Palm Beach Daytona in first with an 11-6 overall record. In the West Division, Fort Myers, boy, they've dropped a couple to Daytona this week, and so they have just a one-game lead right now on the Dunedin Blue Jays, who are 10-7, one game out. Lakeland, a game and a half out, 10-8. Bradenton in fourth place, 3.5 back, 8-10. Tampa is 4.5 back, 6-10. And Clearwater is 6-12, rounding out the bottom there, 5.5 back. Well, Connor Oliver runs out. Bradenton in their, again, all-white jerseys today on the Bradenton Nine Devils Tribute Night, with a post-game concert to follow. Jupiter, the Road Grays, will have the national anthem first. First pitch on the other side. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, happy Friday. Congratulations, you've made it to the weekend. It's the fourth game in this six-game set between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. From the rest of our entire crew, Thomas Cincerella, so happy you could join us. As Connor Oliver takes the hill today, Bradenton looking for at least a split of this series this week. If they can pick up a win today, they won the first two games, including a Wednesday camp day game before they suffered a setback yesterday, losing 7-3 to Jupiter. Yesterday was just one big inning, a six-run sixth inning against Hung Lung Cheng. Bradenton got two runs and a home run from Justin Mickness, another on a Gerald Toledo single in the seventh. Both those guys are not in the lineup today, and so they rely on other pieces to deliver some run support for Connor Oliver, who comes in 0-4 with a 5.28 ERA this season. Oliver is making his 15th appearance, his sixth start in 44 and a third innings. He's walked 22, struck out 52, has allowed 40 hits. That's a 2.41 average against. Faces Colby Shea, Junior Sanchez, Ryan Ignafo, Paul Campbell, a rehabber on the other side in terms of this pitching matchup. Bradenton in their all-white uniforms today. And tribute to the Bradenton Nine Devils, the old Florida State Negro League team that used to play. First pitch, the righty Colby Shade is whiffed out and missed for strike one. And we're off and running at 6:32 p.m. here at Lecom Park. Bit of a cloudy day, 88 degrees with wind blowing at 9 miles an hour. The 0-1. It's off the plate outside with another fastball in the counts even. Shade yesterday saw two pitches and then took a 2-0 pitch from Mike Burrows and then sent it over the wall, leadoff home run. The 1-1, up and in. Oliver, 23 years old, just turned that age in the end of May. Blue glove up near the eyeballs as he twirls home. The pitch is just down and in for a ball. It being Friday, it is also the challenge system then tomorrow and Sunday. Open umpire Leanna Ricks will call her own strike zone. Each team with three challenges. 3-1, taken high for ball four, and so Shade walks on five pitches. Start this ball game. Thanks. Runner on, nobody out. Just off and running top of the first inning as Junior Sanchez, a lefty shortstop, steps in. Jupiter wearing their all-road grays today for the first time this series. Oliver sets, delivers, and a fastball too tall. Oliver's 6 foot, 270-pound frame was acquired in a trade between the Pirates and the Kansas City Royals in April. Stare to first, 1-0. And a breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike. Made his debut 4 days later in the Pirates' org. He was a 17th round pick last year by the Royals out of Miami of Ohio. The 1-1, and a breaking ball nestles over the heart of the plate for a called strike. For Oliver this season, it's really just two big outings that have spoiled his numbers. His first one against Lakeland gave up 6 runs in inning the third out of the bullpen. Tossed to first, a check on Shade. And then against Lakeland again here at Lecom Park, and a start gave up 6 runs on 9 hits and 4 1/3. So if he doesn't play Lakeland, he's got a 3.26 ERA in 12 outings. 1-2 runner in motion. Pitch is a call, third strike, throw to second base. It's late. They do get it out, though, and now Jim Horner's coming out. I don't know if they thought that Delgado was blocking the base or not, because Garrett Nelson pointed to the base, and so that's the only thing. Jim Horner just gets a quick confirmation, and so that's it. That's the only thing I can think of. So a stolen base for Shade, but Sanchez is punched out. One out, runner on second. No score, top one as Ryan Ignoffo comes to the plate. Righty batter against the southpaw and Connor Oliver. Pitch taken high for a ball. Ignoffo just 2-for-13 this week, but a dangerous hitter hitting .314 this year in 64 games. Leads the team with 102 total bases. The 1-0. And that's over for a called strike, a backdoor breaking ball. Seems to be working so far. Ignoffo has 15 doubles, 4 home runs, and 33 RBIs. Does not strike out a lot either. 1-1, breaking ball. Fist it, shallow center, and out goes Zapata. Behind the second base bag, Zapata reels it in for the second out. Tugan with a runner at second. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right. Braylon Bishop, Shalene Polanco, and Eddie Rodriguez is in right. Juan Jerez at the hot corner. Delgado Zapata up the middle. Plaza's at first, and Omar Alfonso does the catching. Now the rehabber, Shane Sasaki, the righty hitter, watches a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Zapata swinging a hot bat as well. Can also do with the glove, as you just saw. 1-0. Upstairs. He's been missing high today with some of those fastballs. Look at a blank Jupiter in the top of the first inning. 2-0, and a breaking ball catches the inside edge, and a challenge used here by Sasaki, and it's ruled a ball. 3 balls and no strikes on Sasaki, who's 3-for-7 in 2 games, did not play yesterday. I believe he played a full game on Wednesday as well, on rehab from AA Pensacola. 3-0, and a fastball rifled in there for a called strike. That's the one really nice part for the Marlins system, is that everybody but their high A affiliate is in the state of Florida. Big League club, obviously down in Miami. Triple A's in Jacksonville. Double A Pensacola in the panhandle. 3-1. Up high for ball four, and it's another walk. High team is in Beloit. In the Midwest League. And now Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to have a word here. Runners on first and second, two outs in the top of the first. Now Beloit is up in Wisconsin. They are known as a Sky Carp. It's just over the border from Illinois. Rockford not too far from there. But so, obviously, Pensacola, it's in the panhandle. Shortest trip is actually works out for them. They're able to send him to the west coast of Florida, keep him out here. Obviously, Pensacola, a central time zone, though. An hour difference. Two on, two outs for Kemp Alderman. A couple team big league clubs that do that, that want to keep all their affiliates around the same area, around where the parent club is. The Yankees are like that between New York and New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Here's Kemp Alderman, the righty. Opening pitch is fly deep to right field. Rodriguez chasing back. He's at the track. Can't make the catch. Shade scores. Sasaki right behind him as Kemp Alderman gives Jupiter a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. That's one way to extend your hit streak for Kemp Alderman. It's now six straight games as he drives in two. Alderman at second base as both walks come around to score. Against Oliver, J.T. Mabry, the righty batter. Against the lefty, Oliver. First pitch is a breaking ball on the inner edge, called strike. For Alderman, that's his fifth double. RBI's 10 and 11 this year, playing in his 21st game. Number 9 prospect of the Marlins organization. The 0-1 to Mabry is down on the dirt, blocked up the first base side by Alfonso. No advancement from Alderman. Mabry this year hitting 209 in 46 games. Four doubles, no home runs, and 13 RBIs. One ball, one strike. On the Hammerheads third baseman. Look to second, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's one thing, Bradenton really does need a good start today. From Connor Oliver, another pitcher on the injured list today. Bradenton on their active roster, not counting rehabbers, have just 11 pitchers. And they have two rehabbers, both in the rotation. It's a very thin pitching staff right now. I mean, it is a piece of paper thin. 1-2. That's just low for a ball. Tyler Kennedy was the most recent arm to go on the injured list, retroactive to 3 days ago. Mac Dakota went on Wednesday. So right now in their bullpen, take away Kennedy now. 2-2. Is popped in the air right at home plate. Alfonso sheds the mask. He's behind home and up the third baseline, makes the grab to end that half inning. But seven pitchers out of the bullpen, Bradenton has. 2-0 Jupiter after half an inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Do nothing, Jupiter, as we start the last of the first inning. Raylan Bishop, Connor Delgado, and Omar Alfonso. Lead things off against the rehabbing Paul Campbell from AA Pensacola. The righty toes the rubber. First pitch is a fastball, 93 miles an hour. Called strike on the outside corner. Campbell Alderman, a two RBI double to score those two runs for Jupiter. The 0-1 inside. Misses with a slider. It's 1-1. Campbell has spent the entire season in double-A. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Top of the zone. Called strike on Bishop. Who now calls time. In double-A this year, he started 9 games as 5-1 with a 3.74 ERA. 15 walks, 36 Ks, and 43 and a third. 1-2, swinging a sharp hit ground ball up the middle, and Braylon Bishop with a base hit. The last two starts have been a bit of a rough go for Campbell. Had really good numbers his first 2 months of the season, a 1.59 ERA in 3 starts in May, and then in June in Biloxi, gave up 6 runs on 3 hits, walked 3 in 2/3 of an inning. Then against the Mississippi Braves in Pensacola, gave up 3 earned runs in 3 innings. So well, much better outing, but ERA at 22 during that month. Switching in kind of Delgado, Bishop in motion for his pitch, and no throw down to second base as Bishop takes it. Pitch was a ball to Delgado, switcher to batting left. Runner on second base, 2-0. Jupiter in the first. Ready comes set, 1-0. And fastball down and away. Campbell, 28 years of age. He'll turn 29 in about 2 weeks. 2-0 is popped in the air, third base side. Foul ground, Mabry up against the fence, feels for it, makes the catch. Right off his left shoulder. And Delgado put away for the first out. Now here's Omar Alfonso. Campbell was originally a 21st round pick by the Rays in 2017. In which he did play in the old Florida State League. That was pre-2020 when it was a high A for Charlotte. Stone Crabs. So it's not his first rodeo pitching at Lee Comm Park. As a lefty, Omar Alfonso. Bishop in motion to third. And it's a called strike. Throw slips out of the hand of Bramwell. And Braylon Bishop has stolen his way around the bases. He's up to double figures now. He's got 10 on the year. Pitch was again a called strike to Omar. Who's hitting .253 this year in 70 games. 13 doubles, 5 home runs, 25 driven in. The 0-1. And taken inside with a slider. Campbell Watts, new baseball here. Born in Malden, Massachusetts. Got a big rivalry with Medford up in the Commonwealth. It's in Middlesex County area, Massachusetts. The 1-1 is rolled foul first base side. But it's college ball at Clemson. They went to high school at the Salisbury School in Connecticut. It's a good prep school. One ball, two strikes on Omar Alfonso. Looking to score Bishop from third. The pitch is on the ground, right side, sneaks through past the diving McCants and off his glove. Bishop scores from third, and it's an RBI single for Omar Alfonso that cuts the deficit in half to 2-1. That's the thing with Omar, he always seems like he barrels the ball up. Even on a ground ball like that, rolls it over right side, but catches enough barrel to place it through the hole. So he's a tying run at first in a 2-1 game in the first inning. Axial Plaza ready. Pitch, up and in. Now the righty Bopper is playing first base today. Almost every catcher on the roster, say they all do actually, are catcher and first baseman. 1-0, breaking ball fouled back behind to him. Plaz, Justin McNiss, and Omar Alfonso. Garrett Forster, same thing. He's on the injured list right now, but is currently on rehab with the FCL Pirates, hoping to get him back sometime soon. Campbell comes set. And strides home the pitch. Pop it in. Kind of a cutter there. It's 2-1. Campbell did have some big league experience time with the Miami Marlins in 2021. He was a Rule 5 pick by them in 2020. 2-1's off the plate outside with a fastball. Pitched in 16 games for the big league club that year. Did start one contest as well, a 6-4-1 ERA and 26 and two-thirds innings. Three-one. Swinging a high fly ball straightaway center. Sheen now running back and in makes the grab. Two gone for Shalene Polanco. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right, Kemp Alderman, Kobe Shea, Shane Sasaki's in right. Mabry's at third. Sanchez McCants up the middle. Angelo Despina's at first. And Spencer Bramwell does the catching for the rehabbing Paul Campbell. Runner on, two outs, 2-1 ball game. Shalene Polanco, the lefty. First pitch. It's hacked and missed out for strike one. Now, baseball and sports is always one strange thing that you always see happen. For example, Campbell made his big league debut against his old club, Tampa Bay Rays, which Tropicana Field just stones throw away. A once flied foul down the left field line. Just over the Skyway Bridge, Bradenton, it's about a, depending on traffic, 30, 45 minute drive. Port Charlotte's the other way. It goes south, give or take just over an hour or so. Going down to Fort Myers. He'll pass it. 0-2. And a foul ball as it hit Polanco's hand, and they're going to give him first base. Places runners at first and second with two outs. And Eddie Rodriguez, the next batter. And then one season he spent in the major leagues, Campbell did face the Pirates as actually his last big league appearance he's had. Eddie Rodriguez pops the first pitch foul behind him. It was in Miami, wasn't at PNC. Pirates did win the game 6-3. And what she had a really good outing that day. Gave up one hit, which was a run. Two strikeouts in three innings. One strike pitch is chopped foul, third base side. Campbell just threw his 21st pitch of this opening inning. Run home, Bradenton looking for some more offense. 0-2. Ground ball, backhanded by Mabry. Pops up, throw to first in time. What a play by JT Mabry. Takes away a base hit and saves a few runs in the process. 2-1 Jupiter after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Each team with runs in that first inning. Jupiter has a 2-1 cushion on Bradenton as Connor Oliver faces 7-8-9. Opening pitch to the lefty, Jordan McCants, is a fastball outside at 90 miles an hour. Two walks in that first inning led to two runs as the 1-0 is tomahawked foul first base side. Kemp Alderman scored both runs with one swing of the barrel. It was a double to right field. Omar Alfonso with the RBI single. Got the deficit in half. The 1-1 is down and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike on Jordan McCants, the lefty second baseman who is from Pensacola. 2-1 is smacked back behind him. Had a good day yesterday, 2-for-4. Double and a home run. Two two. Down and out of the zone. First full count for Oliver on the day. Three two. Swinging a slow ground ball right to the first baseman. Blas behind the bag at first, steps on it. One gone. Oliver coming off a not so bad start he had in Fort Myers last week. They actually followed Aaron Shortridge, who's still on minor league rehab here. Pitched four innings of two-run ball out, just two hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. That was in Fort Myers last July 4th. Angelo Despina, the lefty batter. Fastball high. Entered in a scoreless game and so unfortunately picked up the loss. Still looking for his first professional win. One curveball snaps over for a called strike. Made his first start of the year. Didn't come until May 19th. Was out of the bullpen to start. A long reliever. He followed a couple different guys. 1-1 breaking ball. Is hit well in the air. Right center field. Polanco long run over on the run. Makes the catch. Great read by Shalene Polanco. As he chases it down for the second out. Well, as a pitcher, it helps when you got some defense like that. And just like that, two outs, base clear, top two. 2-1 Jupiter and Spencer Bramwell, the catcher. First pitch, he lines it well to straightaway center field. Polanco sidesteps back, squares his shoulders, makes the catch. The last out in the second. 1-2-3 frame, 1.5 of the books, 2-1 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Lecon Park. Bottom two, 2-1 Jupiter ahead on the Marauders. Both teams scoring their runs in the first inning so far as Paul Campbell on rehab out for the second faces a lefty Amanda Torero, who takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. 7-9 due up as well. From the lineup, the 1-0. And Torero skies it high in the air right field. This will stay in the ballpark, though, as Sasaki stationary backs up, makes the catch cap high. Two pitches, one out to start the second inning. Well, maybe it'll be a same type of inning that we just saw from Connor Oliver. Bounce back inning. Tired all three in order. Juan Jerez, who's swinging a hot bat, though, steps in for his pitch in the ready. And it's top of the zone for a called strike. 2-1 Jupiter. And the 0-1. It's on the outside corner for a called strike. Challenge used here, and it's ruled a ball. So Jerez gets one back. It's one ball, one strike. Campbell blue glove. Pitch. Fly in the air down the right field line. Out of play. Now gets a strike two. Well, unfortunately, Fort Myers, they are postponed tonight due to unplayable field conditions. Supposed to have fireworks tonight as well. That's always a tough one. 1-2. Foul back behind Tome. So they will play a doubleheader tomorrow, which everybody in the West Division is looking up at Fort Myers, so everybody at least has a half a game they will gain. Fort Myers, though, they've dropped a few in a row here against Daytona. 11-6 now. They have a one-game lead on Dunedin. 1-2, and Jerez takes down it away. Jerez, a five-game hit streak he's put together here. Finally able to stay healthy and have his bat in the lineup. 2-2. Is tipped into the glove of Branwell for strike three. First strikeout for Campbell today. He's retired the last three now. And two outs to the second base is clear for Wesley Zapata. Switcher batting left against the righty Campbell. Works downhill. Bunt shown. And he'd offered that as he couldn't make contact for strike one. Bradenton again wearing their specialty jerseys today. All white. It's a white top with a red lettering. As the 0-1's a called strike. And tribute of the Bradenton Nine Devils. Independent team in the Florida State Negro League. 0-2 bounces in. This is the fourth year, the Nine Devils night. So one of the ball players is here. Morris Pascal throughout the first pitch today. 1-2. Swinging a line drive. There, the second baseman, McCants. Timed it perfectly on the jump. And that ends the half inning. We go to the third, 2-1 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Kobe Shea, top of the order. Battle against the southpaw and Connor Oliver. First pitch is a breaking ball. Call it strike on the inner edge. It's nothing and one. 2-1 Jupiter. Both starters with a 1-2-3 second after they gave up at least a run in the first. The 0-1 is taken high for a ball. Shade walked, stole second, scored on a Kemp Alderman double. Only hit so far for Jupiter. 1-1. Ripped out and missed. Bomb in the zone. 1-2. Swing and a tapper just behind home plate, foul. Talked about some of the injuries that have occurred for Bradenton. They've lost two lefties as well. Oliver now just 1 of 3 on the roster, which is still a good amount to have. 1-2. And a sharp hit ground ball to short. Back hit it by Delgado. Plants his feet, throws across the way. And Shade is put away. 6-3. One gone in the third. Magno Cotto on the injured list. As is Michael Kennedy. Down a lot of pitchers right now. Junior Sanchez, a lefty shortstop. Fouls off the first pitch, third base side. Emer Lobo, a lefty, out of the bullpen, went 3 1/3 scoreless yesterday. He's been really impressive since he's come back. The 0-1 is a line drive and a left field base hit. Right through the vacated hole as Delgado shit it up the middle, and Sanchez just punched it right through there. Second hit today for Jupiter. A man on with one gone for Ryan Ignafo. Well, the good news is for Bradenton and a lot of other teams that are dealing with some injury problems right now, again, a lot of it's due to the roster crunch that you can only have a certain amount of players between all four affiliates. As Ignafo takes low for a ball, not counting the the FCL, it's all between the full season affiliates from single A up to triple A in your minor league system. Look to first, 1-0. It is popped up in the air, left side of the infield in the hole. Delgado, Jerez are both there. It's Delgado who calls them off and makes the grab right on the edge of the grass and the dirt on the outfield. Two outs are recorded for Shane Sasaki. MLB draft is coming up as well. Take place right around the All-Star game, which the break starts Monday through Thursday. Sasaki swings to the first pitch, hits it well deep left center field. Bishop chasing back, and it's over his head. A wall ball, double for Sasaki. Runner coming home. The throw is late. As Sanchez comes in standing up, it's an RBI double for Sasaki. ...3-1 Jupiter. So Sasaki has been on base now twice today. He scored and he's driven in a run. Camp Alderman, who drove home both runs in the first steps in the right side against the lefty Oliver. Long stair pitch is down and in for a ball. Hoping that after the All-Star break, a couple guys are still rehabbing back. I'll get a little bit closer. Oliver readies. And the 1-0 is taken outside for a ball. Especially this past weekend, too, was the first time that Bradenton or anybody else in the minor leagues had back-to-back off days. Really, unless you had a rain out after an off day. But at least Bradenton, for example, since the beginning of the season, 2-0 breaking balls in the dirt. It's just the grind mentally, physically, that baseball being put on you. And the good news is that a league like this, the travel isn't as much as other leagues. For example, the PCL, AAA level, where Jim Horner used to play and manage it. Play it just for the most part. 3-0 is a called strike as Alderman tossed the barrel, now a bit frustrated. Calls time. But the PCL hit the fly route. It's like Albuquerque and go down to Texas, Sugar Land, to places like Sacramento in California, where the Oakland A's will be moving soon. 3-1. And a backdoor breaking ball this time, high for ball four. Now Alderman can flip the bat. Two on at first and second for JT Mabry. Two outs in the third, a 3-1 Jupiter advantage. Other leagues too, like Greensboro, the high A affiliate of Pittsburgh Pirates, go up and down the East Coast. Mabry swings to the first pitch and flies in the air, shallow left center. Four men converging. It's the left fielder, Bishop, who calls everybody off and makes the grab to end the half inning. A run home on two hits, two left, two and a half gone. 3-1 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, Bradenton behind 3-1 right now. As another run scored for Jupiter. Top of the order coming back around, though, for Bradenton. Braylon Bishop, Connor Delgado, and Omar Alfonso. And start today in Paul Campbell. Rehab double A, first pitch. Is a fastball outside for ball one. Bishop singled and scored in the first inning. Came home on an Omar Alfonso base hit. The 1-0. And a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Campbell, those first two innings, 34 pitches, a 1-2-3 second. He's retired the last four. Wheels and deals, 1-1. And a swinging bunt foul up the first base side. For strike two. Wind starting to pick up here at Lecom Park, blown out towards the scoreboard in the left center, which this ballpark can be a bit of a home run environment when that wind starts to blow out. 1-2, and that's low for a ball. It's not quite Wrigley Field home run environment, but it is one of the better ones in the Florida State League, in which a league where 10 home runs is an accomplishment. 2-2 is ripped foul down the right field line. Bishop has a few home runs himself. He's got four this year in 32 games. Something that he's put a lot of work into in the offseason, putting on some muscle. Stolen two bases tonight as well. 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball, twisting down the right field line, out of play. Well, that one might have had the distance, but just down in front. Thank you. 2-2 again. Outside. Fastball 94, one of the fastest ones tonight from Campbell. Not sure what his pitch count is, but there is some action in the left field bullpen right now. Guessing he'll be around 45, 50 pitches. 3-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Top of the zone, breaking ball. Second strikeout for Campbell. And one gone in the third inning for Connor Delgado. Three-1 Jupiter ahead on Bradenton in the fourth game of this week-long series between the Marlins and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Delgado switch hitter batting left, first pitch. And fastball on the outside, black called strike. 93, painted outside. Campbell's 0-1, swing and a miss. Off speed down and in, it's 0-2. Well, Delgado, who's a former Yankees farmhand, one of his old teammates is on the other side this week, and John Cruz, who was also traded from the Yankees to the Marlins. A bit of history between the Yankees and the Marlins, even on the coaching staff this week. Scott Siebel used to work for the Yankees and the Marlins. 0-2 is smacked out to deep right center field. Sasaki's at the track, jumps in, it's gone. Connor Delgado leaves the yard, a solo shot. Trims the deficit to 3-2. Home run number 7 this year for Connor. Bradenton continues to hit the long ball this season. So run home with one out, bases clear in the third. 3-2 is Omar Alfonso, the lefty. He crushes this one. Right center field. Watch out. Boardwalk. Back-to-back jacks for Bradenton. And they tie the game at 3 in the third. It's a home run derby this half inning for Bradenton. His second this week. And that's a brand new ball game. Third time this year, Bradenton has gone back-to-back. Axial applause. First pitch is over for a called strike. Oh, one implies, waves and misses at a slotted first strike. It's 0-2. Oh, second time it's happened in Lecom Park this year. McGuire and Delgado went back-to-back on May 9th. 0-2. Blas tops it foul off himself in the batter's box, and right now it's ruled a fair ball. They hit Blas in the box, though. They throw to first, and right now it's an out, but Jim Horner's coming out, and that looked like it brushed Blas in the right-hander's batter's box. And so right now, Liana Ricks and Garrett Nelson are going to get together. Right now they're converging just in front of first, and again the other part of only a two-person umpire crew. So they're going to say it's a fair ball, and so Plaz will be out. Which is unfortunate. They don't get a crack either at three straight home runs. Two outs in the third. Two runs in on a pair of home runs as Shalene Polanco climbs into left side. 3-3 tie game in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Polanco is waved out and missed for a strike. Good change up there. 0-1. The 0-1. And Polanco flies it in the air to right field. This one a playable at Sasaki. To his right, squeezes it for the last out in the third. But back-to-back home runs tie the game at three after three here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Jupiter 3, Bradenton 3, after a half inning which resulted in a back-to-back home runs. Connor Oliver will face 7-8-9 as Jordan McCants will start things off. But we're pleased to be joined by, in the broadcast booth this half inning, and Morris Pascal, who played for the Bradenton Nine Devils. I see you got your jersey on, just like the team does on the field right now. But first of all, thanks for joining us here in this half inning.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about you being back at this ballpark. I know you only played some games here when you were part of the Nine Devils, but
right.
Just what's it like to be back at this park, and you know, how much has it changed a little bit through the years?
So much changed. The outfield, like a carpet, you know, all the seat on ball bouncing and all that, infield, the bleachers, the staff here is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Back where they stand, there was a boys club back there. Everything is new and pleasant. I got a lot of memories here. Met guys, first team with the Boston Braves, Hank Aaron,
wow.
Juan Spahn, Lou Burdette, all those guys. Then the Pittsburgh Pirates, Roberto Clemente and stuff. Then the Boston Braves, it turned to Milwaukee Braves, then the Atlanta Braves. Pittsburgh, I met Clemente, a lot of the players here. And it was beautiful here. And I really enjoyed myself by being back. Real nice.
Oh, did you get to play against some of those guys at
no,
any point
I knew
in
them.
Time?
They were a little older than me. They was older. But I learned a lot of stuff from them. You know, batting, it showed me a lot of stuff. And when Hank Aaron came in, he was a sucker baseman, they're putting him out for you. But they were hitting home runs all through the Grapefruit League and stuff. And the Braves kept him up. But it was segregation, but the thing it is, the guys were good, a lot of things have changed. If you're good enough, I don't care where you're from, they'll bring you in America. And you can't beat the American players here. The equipment is a lot different. It's just the whole thing. But I really enjoyed knowing a lot of the guys in the Negro League. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Things have changed, but it's for a good change.
And for those who don't know, the Bradenton Nine Devils, they played in the Florida State Negro League team. And how did the Nine Devils name come to be?
It was nine about the lady. They gave it to her, and they came up with, you know, devil supposed to be tough and all that kind. They say nine about. We played over the field here, but we played some of the All-Star games here. Guys
gotcha.
From Tampa, Miami.
Yeah.
St. Pete and stuff. One of the guys I knew, a good friend of mine, Mudcat Grant, was a small town, Lucha, Florida. He went to Minnesota. The guys was good, but you'll see if they show a move up. My uncle knew Grouch Jessen, Satchel Paige. I knew Jackie Robinson,
wow.
Hank Carey, Willie Mays, and all them guys.
Seen them all. That's incredible.
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah.
But they was hard workers. And don't never say what you can't do. We got to work hard. You can fall back on your education like I did. Mm-hmm. But now I'm a happy person. I do volunteer work for St. Vincent de Paul, and there's a Catholic organization to me. I love them all.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that organizational work you've done, too. I've seen that you've what kind of got you into to doing that with the church? I've seen. I was reading
I went down there one time, and they said, Pastor, you look like a guy that don't volunteer. And I started working there because I was a retired correction officer, and they were just like family. It don't even seem like work to me.
Yeah.
And I want to give things back in the community, you know. But it's some of the wonderful people I ever met, and I love them. And Craig here and all the staff have been wonderful to me. I've been blessed.
Well, we're happy to have you on here. And it's kind of like my job a little bit, you know. We just talk baseball, and we get to learn about, you know, the Florida State Negro League. And I know there are some teams around here, you mentioned up in Tampa, but also other side of Florida too, correct?
To
travel around?
Yeah, I've met a lot of guys, Ebo City, and Cuban friends of mine, from Puerto Rico, all over. It was wonderful. Those guys, I mean, great ball players. Now you see a lot of my friends from Cuba and Dominican Republic on TV now.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff. And I'm happy still be alive and active doing things. And it did, I was wonderful. They did a good job for me to get involved with, you know, talking about the Negro League and a lot of the past. I'm happy. I feel real good about baseball.
Well, one of the really unique opportunities, too, this year was the Rickwood Classic taking place in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right,
we're going to see that on TV. Have you been at Rickwood Field as well, by any chance?
I know that Willie Mays and all of them played down in Alabama.
Yeah.
See, he came from Mobile, Alabama. And I met a lot of the guys.
And that was I got to be in Birmingham, got to go see Rickwood, and Hank Aaron Stadium was there in Mobile.
Think about batting practice and Boston Braves, what they had for lunch, egg salad, sandwich, and milk. Now, guys, because it's on TV and a lot of other stuff, some of them had to get part-time jobs because they wouldn't make that much. But it's on television everywhere in the United States, all in the country, and the guys make a lot of money. And the good athletes, the ball is smaller, the gloves are longer, the equipment is a lot better, the training, you know, facilities. I used to cut wood, take a sledgehammer and swing, you know, to try to get my timing and everything, you know. But I'm happy, and I enjoyed it, especially today. It was wonderful.
I saw you throw out the first pitch, and you also went over to the Marauders dugout first base side. Who were you talking with, and kind of what were you talking about?
I was talking to the young ball players about, you know, play hard, stay focused, and don't never say what you can't do. But if you play hard and really want it bad enough, but have something to fall back on, education and whatever, because I went to school and a retired correction officer. Because you know, it might be one out of 1,000 or one out of major league. But if you could, don't never let nobody doubt and say that work hard. And I was in that grade because I got it from Hank, Jackie Robinson, a lot of the guys.
Sound like my grandfather a little bit. He was a football player at Penn, and same thing.
What about?
My grandfather up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's good. I know
a lot. We used to joke, could have gone to Notre Dame to win a national championship.
Right.
Could have played for Bear Bryant at Kentucky. But he went to Penn because of what you're saying, and in education. And
I used to go there because I went upstate in Rochester.
Yeah.
And I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Beautiful country, mountains and stuff. A lot of good athletes up that way.
Yeah.
That's my man, Joe, quarterback Joe Maimon. He from up
there.
Oh, yeah. And all that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good athletes come from that school. And things are so beautiful now, man. It's just, I love ball sports, and I love the people here in the United States. I'm happy to be here in this country.
Did you, after your playing days, obviously with the Nine Devils, did you ever get to coach or anything like that?
No, I went to, a job opportunity wasn't that great here.
Yeah.
I went to Rochester, worked in the inner city, having people get jobs at Kodak and Xerox. But all them jobs are going out to Mexico and called C with cheap labor. But I went to Hillsborough Junior College and got certified. I'm a retired correction officer. But I would always try to keep my mind active, and I started volunteering, you know, doing it. But I'm enjoying it. And people treated me so nice here today. I'm so blessed.
Well, you were a second baseman, too, while you played. Did you play other positions as well, or kind of how did you settle on second base?
Well, I played – when I was playing softball, a lot of the guys saw me. Ball hit in the gap, then backhand, because I used to take a tennis ball, Hank used to take a tennis, hit the wall 100 times.
Really? Yeah.
Go to school, squeeze, get my wrist tight. Take a broomhead stick and take pop ball, curve is the eye contact. I hit the ball backhand, it's the ball hit in the gap. I smile because I can go backhand, throw a second baseman, all that. Slide, I imitate the guys here, Major League Paul. I sit on the fence and watch the pitches and the infield and how they do stuff and what, and try to talk like them, you know.
Boy. Yeah.
And I was about 16, 15 years old.
Yeah.
But I love the baseball.
Wow. Well, we love having you here at Bradenton 9, Devil's Night again.
And I love talking to you. It's been a good day for me, everybody, especially, you know, you.
Well, we can keep you on for another half inning if you want. So we'll
no,
keep...
but I got to get back. I'm tired. I'm at Boot
City. I got you. Well, Maurice Pascal, thank you so much for joining us here.
But thanks for talking to me. Okay. You have a good night now.
3-3 tie game, bottom four next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton 3, Jupiter 3, as Paul Campbell facing Eddie Rodriguez. 6-7-8 for his pitch is outside for ball one. Again, that was Morris Pascal, former Bradenton 9 Devils baseball player. The jerseys that Bradenton is wearing today, had a great chat with him. That last half inning, 1-0 is outside for a ball. Part of the Florida State Negro League. 1937 to 1956, played just down the road and played some games here, which is currently Lecom Park. 2-0 is on the inner edge, a called strike. Rodriguez thought was maybe a ball. Two on him. Ripped out and missed on a heavy off speed in the counts even. It's a unique opportunity to get to chat with him, and there has been interviews conducted and articles written about him from local media in the area about just his story. Time in American baseball history, and you know, one big thing this year is the Negro League stats. 2-2 is caught on a missed out for strike three. Third strikeout for Campbell, one gone in the fourth inning for Edvando Terrero. The Negro League stats now being included in baseball history, so guys never got the chance to play in the major leagues. Guys like obviously Hank Aaron did and Satchel Paige for a little bit. Guys like Josh Gibson and Cool Papa Bell. Man, Terrero, the lefty, swings to the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Rickwood Classic that just took place, Birmingham. The 0-1 is down and in for a ball. Something still on my one bucket list. You know, a lot of kids today now playing MLB The Show have learned a lot about the Negro Leagues and who Bob Kendrick is. 1-1 is on the outside corner for a called strike. Pitch is challenged and it's ruled a strike. Bob Kendrick is the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which is in Kansas City, Missouri. Still on my list checkout. 1-2. Chopper right side. Loved by Despina. Flips to the covering Campbell. And two gone in the fourth inning for Juan Jerez. That will do it for Paul Campbell. He's hit his pitch count here today. As Frank Bohr, interim manager, out from the third base dugout, he'll take the baseball. And so that will do it for Campbell. New pitcher coming in from the bullpen with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning on 3-3 tie game. You come back here on the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First pitch to Juan Jerez is tipped into the glove for strike one. As new pitcher in. The ball game is the ready Delvis Allegre. One's outside at 92 for a ball. It's 1-1. Two outs. Base is clear. Bottom four. Jupiter 3. Bradenton 3. The 1-1 is a called strike of the knees on the outside corner. So final line for Paul Campbell. Pitch has been challenging, so it's been overturned. So another successful challenge for Jerez today. 2-1. Check swing, and he offered at that one for sure. Counts even. But 3 2/3, 3 runs on 4 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts, 60 pitches right on the button. 42 strikes for Campbell today on rehab from Double-A Pensacola. 2-2 as Allegre comes set from the first base side of the rubber. It spins home the pitch. Outside. Counts full. Full count. Swinging a fly ball hit into right center field. Sasaki over to his right. Makes the grab. Ends the half inning. A 1-2-3 fourth between two different pitchers. We go to the fifth. Tied at 3. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911.
O2 is smacked out to deep right center field. Sasaki's at the track. Jumps in.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
First pitch from Connor Oliver is fouled back to the screen for strike one to Ryan Ignoffo here in the top of the fifth inning. Bradenton 3, Jupiter 3. Marauders club back-to-back home runs in the third. As 0-1 from Oliver. There's a breaking ball whiffed out and missed by Ignoffo. It's 0-2 on him. Two hit batters last inning, but a run was not produced. O-2, swinging a fly ball, struck well center field. Polanco chasing back, and it's off the bottom of the wall. Ignoffo halts at second base with a stand-up double. Start this fifth inning. Fourth hit today for Jupiter. So as we get things rolling here with Shane Sasaki now. Runner at second base and a tie game at 3. Oliver, a couple looks at second, the pitch home. It's called strike of the knees. Good change up there for strike one. Oliver mixes in a bit of everything. It's kind of your classic lefty mix, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. His pitch arsenal. The 0-1. Inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Sasaki 1-for-1 today. RBI double in the third. He walked and scored in the first inning. On rehab from Double A Pensacola. Former third round pick by the Rays 2019. The 1-1. He's a called strike on the knees. It's 1-2. Another guy who's from Hawaii. Kalai Harrison, who's now at Greensboro. Devin Saltabon, who's in Clearwater. It's another hit of Hawaiian here in the Florida State League. 1-2. And a grounder, third base side. Diving stop by Jerez. Goes to the bag at third. No, they didn't get him. Jess sneaks in with a headlong dive. As Jerez with a headlong dive to tag. And we runners at the corners, nobody out in the fifth inning. Kemp Alderman, the dangerous hitter up in a 3-3 tie game. As he crushes this one to center field, Polanco heading back. He's at the wall, and it's gone. On the boardwalk, Kemp Alderman. His third home run this week. It's a big fly that gives Jupiter lead at 6-3 again. Thank you. Boy, has he been a dangerous hitter this week. Second round pick out of Ole Miss. JT Mabry, the righty. He takes a changeup for a strike. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the ground, a third. Jerez scoops on the glove side. Double clutches and throws to first. One gone. Just a series of unfortunate events there for Connor Oliver. That Saki will be a single two, so all three runs. The score on hits. Jordan McCants, a lefty. Slider down and away for a ball. Riding Oliver, too, for the first time this year. He's over 80 pitches. 1-0. Pop foul off the left side, out of play. Oliver hasn't thrown more than 72. That was his career high he threw against Lakeland on June 22nd. But again, it's because of the bullpen issues. 1-1. Roller foul softly first base side. It's because of all the injuries of the bullpen and the limited arms. One, two. Fly ball to center field. Polanco chasing back on the run, makes the catch. With the second out of this fifth inning. Well, the arms that they do have available today would probably be McMillan, Tompkins, Walsh, and I don't know. It's a very thin bullpen right now. Angelo Despino, the lefty. Breaking ball high for ball one. Even the FCL Pirates a little short on arms too, so that's where Lobo came from. 1-0 bounces in. Remember, Mendez just pits there yesterday. It was an arm that Bradenton filled in there for a couple games. Last week against Fort Myers, made one appearance, and they go back down and pitch for the FCL Pirates. 2-0, swing and a miss. 6-3, Jupiter, top of the fifth inning here at Lecom. 2-1, into the dugout, first base side. Everybody's okay. The 2-2. Fly ball center field. Polanco stops and turns around a few steps shy of the track to put it away. But a three-run home run from Kemp Alderman. We're halfway home. 6-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can.
Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's now a three-run lead for the Jupiter Hammerheads in the bottom of the fifth inning. After they hit a three-run home run, Kemp Alderman did to put Jupiter back in front. Leslie Zapata, 9-1-2 due up here in this half inning as the opening pitch to the lefty, who's a switch hitter, is a breaking ball on the outer half for a called strike. Delvis Alegre, 23-year-old, is in. The 0-1 is pulled in the ground. Right side, back hit by Despina. Flips the covering. Alegre, one gone. Alegre came in to get the last down in the fourth inning for Paul Campbell, who hit his pitch count limit. 23 years of age, native of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. International free agent signing back in 2017. That's a really young age. First pitch to lefty Braylon Bishop is a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Number is on Alegre this season. The 0-1. One shown. It's tapped right in front of the mound. Catcher Bramel barehands, throws off target and down the right field line. Bishop's heading that way as he slides in. So a single E2 gets Bishop to second. He's 2-for-3 today. One out, a 6-3 contest in the fifth inning. And Connor Delgado home in his last trip up, went back-to-back with Omar Alfonso in the third inning. First pitch is a fastball outside for a ball. But Alegre's numbers this year, making his 13th appearance. He's 1-3 with a 4.29 ERA. Just 6 walks, 20 strikeouts in 21 innings. 1-0, and Delgado skies into the air, but playable in center. Shade, right where he started, makes the catch. And throw goes to third on a hop. Two gone for Omar Alfonso. Alegre played 2 years in the DSL for the Marlins, 2018-2019. And that's for one of those guys that got hurt by the COVID pandemic, would have been with the FCO club in 2020, got there in 21, and then 23, was injured in 22. Where his pitch is called strike on the outside corner of the lefty. And so didn't reach Jupiter until this year. That's about 2 years off because of injury and a pandemic. Look to second and the 0-1. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Omar today, 2-for-2, 2 RBIs. Had an RBI single as well in his first at-bat. The 1-1. And Omar takes low. It continues to be one of the, he's a top 30 prospect, but I think he's making more noise than some are talking about. 2-1. And that's a called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Leads the team in average. Just a consistent player, Bradenton. Baseball America bumped up the number 18 in their prospect rankings. That just happened in July. 2-2. He strikes out swinging to end the half inning. No runs in, an error, one man left after 5-6-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Jupiter 6, Bradenton 3, as new arm in is Garrett McMillan replaces Connor Oliver, who goes 5 innings today, 6 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. 9-1-2 as Spencer Bramwell, takes a fastball at the bottom of the zone, a called strike. And so again, McMillan is in, 6'4", 23-year-old from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 0-1 is popped up. Shallow left center, Delgado out. Cam Sunderitt backpedals and puts it away now. One gone. McMillan just continues to be such a durable arm in the bullpen this year. 14th round pick last year out of Alabama. Was the Friday night starter. This year for him, he's made one appearance in Greensboro when they were short on arms. McMillan went up there for a quick trip. Colby Shea, the righty, top of the order. It's a curveball for a called strike. 24th appearance with single A. Bradenton is 3-2, a 2.62 ERA. 12 walks, 36 strikeouts, and 34 and a third innings. Righty comes set, 0-1. Breaking ball tapped. Third base side softly. It's a foul ball. Opponent's inning 269 against him has allowed 35 hits in those 34 and a third innings. 0-2. Wrecking ball line the opposite way, slicing towards the corner, and it's a foul ball. Last two outings has given up an earned run, though. Two innings against Fort Myers on Wednesday, and then pitched on Saturday, gave up a run and an inning and a third. Nothing and two on Shade. The pitch. Swinging a weak ground ball right back to him. He got jammed, back in it by McMillan. Throw to first, two gone. McMillan in good position here for a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. Jupiter scored 3 runs, lasting on a Kemp Alderman home run. He's driven in 5 of the 6 today. He continues to be a force this week. Junior Sanchez, the lefty shortstop, swings at a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. The 0-1. That's outside for a ball. The 1-1. Low one in. Two on. It's at the bottom of the zone, a called strike. Two two. Foul back. Sanchez 1-for-3 today, singled and scored in the third. Two two, down and in. Check swing, he held up. Counts full with Ryan Ignafu on deck. Full count. Ground ball left side of the infield. Delgado moves to his right field, sets his feet and throws, and that's the sixth inning. Bottom six next. 6-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six as Bradenton is trailing 3 runs right now at 6-3. New pitcher in is Keener Benitez. Places Delvis Alegre. First pitch to the lefty is a fastball outside at 93 to the righty Haxtell Plotz. So Alegre today goes in a third scoreless, struck out one, allowed a hit. 1-0. Fastball off the edge of the bat, flowing well down the right field line, though. Sasaki just in front of the white chalk, wheels back and makes the catch. On the edge of the track, a loud first out. Brings up Shalim Polanco. Now today, though, in the Pirate system, I mean, there is a lot of news. We'll get to all the news today. Roster moves, all-star nods, but... biggest thing right now is a Pirates no-hitter. First pitch is a chopper. Third base side of the mound. Glove throw to first, and Polanco is put away. on one pitch. Two gone quickly. It was in the Dominican Summer League, though. The DSL Pirates Gold were playing the DSL Pirates Black, which the gold team is 19-7. The DSL Pirates Black are 7-18, so they're almost inverse win-loss record. The gold team won 3-2 today in seven innings. They no-hit the black team. First pitch is a called strike to Eddie Rodriguez. So it was Pirates on Pirates crime right there. DSL box scores are always interesting. The 0-1, outside with a changeup, and the count's even 1-1. First pitch was at 10:04 a.m. It's hot down there. 1-1. Fastball waved at a miss by Eddie. It's 1-2. Two, and that's punched up in the air, right center. Shade in the alley on the run, makes the catch to end the half inning. A 1-2-3 sixth for Benitez. We go to the 7-6-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning, Jupiter with a 6-3 lead, looking to win their second straight after Bradenton won the first two games of this series. Gary McMillan faces 3, 4, and 5. Ryan Ignafu with a righty. The DH steps in. And McMillan strides home. First pitch is tapped backwards for strike one. McMillan tossed a 1-2-3 scoreless sixth inning. The 0-1. It is a fastball that he has called strike. Talk about last half inning, the no-hitter thrown in the Dominican Summer League by one of the Pirates. It was a seven-inning game, too. Another caveat is the 0-2. Just misses. Pirates today, though, a lot of news around their system. Start with some of the roster moves. It's David Bednar. Rehab ended today. Reinstated from the 15-day injured list. 1-2. And the slider down and away counts even. Marco Gonzalez, same thing, and in rehab and reinstated from the 60-day IL. Had a left forearm muscle strain going back to April. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well left field. Bishop watches it go for a home run. Ryan Ignafo, a solo home run, his second hit today, extends Jupiter's lead. It's 7-3 in the seventh. The news to Brent Honeywell Jr. was DFA today to make room for Gonzalez on 26 and 40-man roster. Shane Sasaki, who's been on board all three times today, the righty, takes a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Now 7-3 Jupiter in the seventh. The 0-1 is a fastball low, and now a challenge used here by Alfonso. It's ruled a ball. One-one, bounces in for ball two. Saki with a bit of a Pirates connection as well. Played at the Iolani School in Honolulu. Now 24 years old, just had his birthday 11 days ago. He was a third round pick by the Rays. 2-1 at the knees, a strike, and now he wants a challenge. And it's ruled a strike. He was committed to playing at Cal Poly. Would have been teammates with Drew Thorpe, who's now in the big leagues with the White Sox, and Brooks Lee, who's with the Twins. 2-2, and Sasaki fouls it off at home plate. But he becomes the highest draft pick out of Iolani High School since Dave Masters and Mike Fetters went back-to-back first-round picks in 85 and 86, but they were also out of college, so they weren't out of high school. But Mike Fetters, for Pirates fans listening, that sounds familiar. He pitched for the Buccos in 2001-2002. 2-2, broken bat, pop-up, shallow left field. Shortstop Delgado ranges out and makes the catch. As Sasaki's bat just splintered in a couple different pieces. There was one out towards Delgado's position, too. But he had to navigate. Fetters, by the way, is now the bullpen coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who won the National League last year. One out, base is clear, 7-3 Jupiter. Home run in this half inning from Ryan Ignafo. Kemp Alderman, who's had a huge day at the plate, steps in. First pitch bounces in for ball one. Now it's a pair of former SEC foes. McMillan out of Alabama, Alderman out of Ole Miss. The 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Alderman has been on base all three times today. Two RBI double in the first, a walk in the third, then a three-run home run in the fifth inning. Having a big week so far. The 1-1, and a fastball at the knees, called strike. McMillan did pitch against Ole Miss last year. Came in Tuscaloosa. Alabama won 12-2 in that game. McMillan picked up the win, allowed a run on five hits and 5 2/3. 1-2. Ground ball out to short. Delgado. Fields throws across the diamond, and they got him. Two gone in the seventh inning for JT Mabry. Alderman did have a double in that ball game. He also walked, which came against Millen. Double also against McMillan. First pitch is a ball to JT Mabry, son of ex-big leaguer and John. The 1-0. Down and away for ball. 0-3 day for Mabry. Two outs, base is clear. 2-0. Fastball called strike on the outer half. A 2-1. Fastball in the inside corner, called strike, and the count's even. Sun starting to set here from Leacock Park. It's a nice skyline right now. A little bit of breeze. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. McMillan's pitch is shot foul down the right field side. Put out hitting Bradenton 7-5 tonight. 7-3 in the run column. Again, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. McMillan with a fastball right past him. His first K, just the third as a team in stretch time. 7-3 Jupiter on the Marauders broadcast network.
Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è luna a mezzumare, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
7-3, Jupiter bottom 7 as Benitez back out. First pitch is bunt up the first base side. Lefty off the mound, underhand flip to first, and Amanda Torero is retired. Start this half inning. But it has tossed a 1-2-3 sixth inning, as right now it's been six in a row retired, going back to the fifth inning. Braylon Bishop bunted his way on, the last man to reach. Really the only man to reach since the third inning, when Bradenton went back-to-back home runs against Paul Campbell. Juan Jerez is late on a first pitch, fastball at 92 for strike one. One out, base is empty. Four run deficit. The 0-1. Up and away with a changeup. It's 1-1. Well, the one other big news today in the Pirates' look, if you haven't heard already, 1-1's down and away with a changeup, is that Paul Skeens will start the All-Star game for the National League next week down in Texas. 2-1's low one in. count, 3-1. Pitch sent well out in the air, right center field. Sasaki's at the track, jumps in, makes the catch. Perez nearly had an Oppo Taco. Lecon Park holds it this time. Well, All-Star manager Tori Lovello from the Arizona Diamondbacks announced it on the Dan Patrick Show today when Skeens is on there. First Pirates pitcher to start an All-Star game since 1975. Wesley Zapata pokes it to straight away center field. Shade over to his right, puts it away. It's a 1-2-3 seventh. As we go to the eighth, 7-3, Bradenton behind on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jordan McCann starts the top of the eighth inning against the righty Garrett McMillan. For his pitch, his fastball waved at a miss for strike one. 7-3 our score, Jupiter ahead. McMillan out for his third inning, gave him a home run to start the seventh. The 0-1, coming on a miss, down another fastball, it's 0-2. McCann is 0-3 today after his multi-hit game yesterday. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Off the plate for a ball. Talk about Paul Skeens last inning. Went 7 scoreless, no hit innings, struck out 11 in Milwaukee. And just named start of the All-Star game. Called third strike, backdoor breaking ball. Back-to-back K's for McMillan. Here is Angelo Despina. He's also just the fifth MLB rookie pitcher to have started an All-Star game. Hideo Nomo, the last man, back in 1995. Fernando Valenzuela did in 81 as well. Lefty to speed against the righty McMillan for his pitch. He's ripped out and missed on a good change up there for strike one. And Paul Skeens just continues to make history with Pittsburgh this year, and it all began in Bradenton last year. Oh, one is waved at a miss for a strike. Made one start, pitched an inning for the FCL Pirates. Game in which some of these current Marauders played in, like, as Marilyn Valdez, made two starts against Lakeland for Bradenton then. Last year, Paul Skeens did. Talked to Justin Mignus today, was our pregame interview. 0-2 is caught on a miss for strike three. McMillan has mowed down three in a row. Two quick outs here in the eighth inning for Spencer Bramwell. Mignus caught that second game. It was a Tuesday-Sunday start. Skeens went an inning in the first one, then two in the second. He made one start without two, and that was it. They shut him down after the workload he had at LSU. First pitch to the righty Bramwell. High and tight for a ball. Pittsburgh tonight is on the road. They bust down to Chicago to take on the White Sox. Scoreless game right now, mid two. And 1-0 is low and away for a ball. Marco Gonzalez off the injured list. It's Garrett Crochet. One of the hot ticket names on the trade block possibly coming up soon in the next couple of weeks. 2-0 is on the outside corner, called strike. Was one player who was released today. The Phillies released Whit Merrifield. Kind of got the wheels going. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball, it's 2-2. Crazy to think that Whit was, he's up there in age. He's 35, 36, somewhere around there. But he didn't make his debut in the big leagues until he was 27, Whit Merrifield was. Was an all-star last year for the Blue Jays. Bring up Weston Wilson. 2-2. Foul back. It's one of the reasons why Whit always said he wanted to play as many games as he could. It took him so long to get there. It took him six seasons to get to the big leagues. 2-2, down on the dirt for a ball. Didn't want someone to come up from behind him and take his spot. The old Wally Pipp. Three-two. Line drive past the outstretched glove of Jerez at third into left field. Cut off by Bishop, he spins and fires it back in, so it's a long single for Spencer Bramwell with two outs here in the eighth inning. For those who don't know the Wally Pipp story, played for the Yankees. Considered one of the best power hitters in the dead ball era. But he lost his starting role to Lou Gehrig in 1925 after manager then said she sit out a game. First pitch is a breaking ball out of the zone, and Shea chases after for a strike one after he had a headache. Which allegedly it came from the fact that he was hit in the head with a hockey puck. Man, why had headaches throughout his life? That's when he's younger, in the head with a hockey puck. The 0-1. Fastball belt high, called strike. It's 0-2. 7-3, Jupiter in the top of the eighth inning. Runner on, two outs. Looking for one more strike here. Toss to first to check on the base runner. Oh, 2. Fastball high. Snap throw to first. It's late. Phillies also made some moves today. Involves a former Florida State League player and Justin Crawford, son of Carl, who was in Clearwater last year. Been promoted now to Double A. 1-2. Down to the dirt. Gets away past Alfonso. And a wild pitch. Bramwell to second base. Crawford is the Phillies' number three prospect, number 55 overall. Two-two. Pop fell off the right side. McMillan look to second the pitch. Change up low for a ball. Counts full with two outs and a runner on top of the eighth inning. Three, two. Swinging a ground ball foul, third base side. Good battle here. 7-3 Jupiter. They hold on, this result would be second straight day with a win over Bradenton to even the series. Pitch number 8 in the at-bat. Here it is. And it's just outside for ball 4. That puts runners at first and second, but two outs. Top of the eighth inning, and Junior Sanchez, second man on the order today. He's 1-for-4, singled and scored in the third. First pitch to Sanchez is a fastball that was off the plate for a ball. The 1-0 is whiffed at and missed for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Bradenton looking to end this half inning right here. Count even, and the pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield, backhanded by Plaz, underhand flip to McMillan at first, and that's the half inning. No runs, a hit, two left. After 7.5, 7-3. Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Down on you, no man has fallen. Under pressure, the
Home half of the eighth inning. Bradenton behind 7-3 right now on the scoreboard against Jupiter. And what's top of the order? Braylon Bishop gets things rolling from the left side. First pitch from Benitez is a fastball. Flips the outer half for a called strike. Keener Benitez, 18 years old. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. It's a challenge, it's a called strike, and that's all the challenges Bradenton has for today. No more. O-2 is outside for a ball. Benitez, for being 18, he's making his seventh appearance, first out of the bullpen. Was obviously going to be the starter today. 1-2, and fastball up and away. It's 2-2. And then with the rehabber, it forced him to follow today. So he's 0-2 with a 4.26 ERA. 17 walks, 26 Ks, and 25 and a third. And Bishop tried to hold up. He could not on the breaking ball. Benitez with a strikeout. One gone in the eighth for Connor Delgado. Which is, you know, you don't see many guys, I feel like, this soon making their stateside debut from the DSL. First pitch is a breaking ball, called strike to Connor Delgado, who's batting right. Benitez, a quick worker as he winds home the 0-1. But on a missed on an off-speed. Well, last year, he started 11 games for the DSL Marlins, and now he comes over here. Pitched in three games for the Complex League. Then got the bump up on May 27th to Jupiter. 0-2. Ground ball hit sharply to third off the glove of Mabry into left field. Delgado's aboard with one out of the eighth inning and a four-run deficit as Omar Alfonso walks the plate. But Benitez probably getting called up because of some of the arms that went up to high A. And so just two of them being the top two prospects in the Marlins system, and that being Noble Meyer and Thomas White, both in high A right now. Start of the year, both 19 high school draft picks. First pitch is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Delgado at first after E5. The 0-1 slider is outside and the count's even. Delgado, a productive day, two hits. He's driven in a pair of runs and three trips. The 1-1, and that rips to first under the glove of Despaño, who's down in some pain right now. Throw back in quickly, and he's calling for the training staff to come over. Well, he almost got tangled up with Delgado at first on that ground ball. I think he got his glove tangled up on the ground of that back end. Hope he's okay, but he's in some pain right now. As Alfonso has his third hit today. A single to right field. We're probably going to see a sub come out right now as Frank Moore has his lineup card with him. Training staff attending to him right now. Fingers right now as they're taking a look at Angela Despina. Shakes it off. Looks like he'll stay in the game. First and second, one out. A tying run's not far away from coming to the plate here. If Plaz gets on, Polanco would be it. As Skeeter Benitez continues to throw to stay loose. First and second, one out, bottom eight. Axel Plaz is 0 for 3 today. Plenty of power from the right side. First pitch is a check swing, and it's low for ball one. Bradenton as a unit has not hit well against lefties this year. That has been one of their kryptonites. The 1-0. And that struck well. Deep center field out towards the scoreboard. Shade heading back. He's at the wall. It's gone. 18-year-old Axel Plaz, home run number 12. And Bradenton is within striking distance now in the eighth inning. It's a 7-6 ball game. He's homered now again for the 12th time in just his 39th game. That's averaging about, again, if you play all six games a week, that's about twice a series. Shalene Polanco left. He takes a fastball high for ball one. Boy, error, single, home run. The 1-0. And Polanco tugs it high in the air down the right field line. That's going to be way foul, though. Bradenton has made this a one-run game in which Jupiter has led for the most part since an Alderman home run in the fifth. 1-1, Polanco sends it in the air, shallow left center. Alderman in, camps under it, and puts it away for the second out. Well, there is a righty warming in the bullpen for Bradenton. First pitch is line out towards second base, and McCants is there, ranging his left. And that ends the half inning, but a home run from Axel Plaz makes it a 7-6 ball game. They go to the ninth here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
7-6, Jupiter, top of the ninth inning as Justin Mickness is in the game. His first pitch is outside for ball one to Ryan Ignoffo. 3, 4, and 5 coming up as Bradenton has run out of pitching tonight. 1-0 is flown in the air, shallow right field. Late break on for Rodriguez. He turns on the burners and makes the grab on the run. One gone the ninth inning for Justin Mickness, who what a week it's been for him. Yesterday, he hit his first career home run. And now today, he's out on the mound. The one out, base is clear. Shane Sasaki. Right-handed batter who's been tough out today. Been on base three times, 2-for-3. First pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Justin Mickness, who's a catcher first baseman with Bradenton, 0-1, is in tight. It's 1-1. Making his first career pitching appearance. 1-1, slapped out to left. Bishop almost fell, but recovers and makes the grab. And Mickness is 2/3 scoreless. 7-6, Jupiter with two outs. Base is empty in the ninth inning. First pitch is inside at 74 for ball one. We talked to Mickness in the pregame show about other positions he's played. He was an infielder growing up as well. 1-0 is popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Juan Jerez in and makes the catch. Justin Mickness, a scoreless ninth inning. And Bradenton chasing a run. Last chance in the ninth here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine to Bradenton, chasing a run at 7-6, 7-8-9. Coming up here is Emmanuel Torero facing Benitez. Lefty twirls home. First pitch is high with the breaking ball for ball one. Keener Benitez, three innings under his belt out of the bullpen, the 1-0. And Torero fans on a fastball at 92 for a strike. Two earned runs, three runs total off of Benitez. Came in last inning, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider for strike two. Came home on an Axial Plaza three-run home run. Justin Mickness and a position player on the mound. Scoreless top of the ninth. 1-2. Down and away with a breaking ball, and the count's even. Torero is 0-for-3 today. He's flat out and grounded out twice. A does have a pair of home runs under his belt as he strikes out swinging. So one gone in the ninth inning for Juan Jerez. He's hoping to extend his hitting streak here. Has a five-game hitting streak on the line. Opening pitch to the righty. Is a changeup up and away for a ball. It's starting to rain here at Lee Cobb Park in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. Slider low for ball two. 7-6 Jupiter. Fastball up and away. 3-0. The pitch. Swing on a ground ball behind the mound. McCants gobbles it up, throws to first, two gone. So. Now it's up to Wesley Zapata, switch hitter batting right. And a 7-6 Jupiter lead, looking to take two games and even the series. For his pitch, and Zapata fishes after a ball of dirt for strike one. He's 0-3 today as well. Which Jerez and Zapata have been swinging a really good bat, and that's why Bradenton has come out here with some good results lately. And guys like those two, we've had some really good games. The 0-1 outside with a changeup, and the count's even. Don't forget, stick around for the post-game show afterwards. It'll get you caught up on this one, get you set for tomorrow. 1-1 is squeezed for the breaking ball. They got no more challenges. Lennis Zapata wants a challenge. One and two on Zapata. Down their last strike tonight. Two outs, bases clear, trailing a run. 1-2. Swinging a cue shot, foul first base side. One, two again. Swing and a miss for a strike. 392, top of the zone, as Benitez retires the side in order in the ninth inning to hang on and defeat Bradenton 7-6 here tonight. Stick around, the post-game show, that's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T.
acronym stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leacon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Jupiter wins 7-6 here tonight. Thomas and Zarella. We're going to take you back through this one quickly as Jupiter and Bradenton got off to a good start in the first inning. It was Paul Campbell, a rehabber from AA Pensacola, going against Connor Oliver tonight. And on top of the first inning, two walks led to two runs after a leadoff walk to Colby Shea, a two-out walk to Shane Sasaki. Kemp Alderman drives home two with a double to right field, make it 2-0 Jupiter. Bradenton in the bottom of the first inning, got a run back. Brillin Bishop, single, then steals second and third, scores in an Alfonso single, make it 2-1. Jupiter added on another in the third to make it 3-1 on a double from Sasaki. And then Bradenton tied the game, back-to-back home runs against Campbell from Delgado and Alfonso. Third time this year, Bradenton has gone back-to-back. Three runs in the top of the fifth inning were the difference today. A double, single, home run in consecutive order to start the fifth inning against Connor Oliver. A home run by Alderman, a dead center. Some serious pop that he's got. 6-3, it made the game. And then in the top of the seventh, a run on a home run from Ryan Ignafo to left field off of Garrett McMillan. 7-3 score at that point. But Bradenton got back three runs in the eighth inning against Keener Benitez, who was supposed to start today, and then followed Paul Campbell on rehab. Strikeout, error, single, home run to start the eighth inning. A home run from Plaz as he continues to showcase his power this year. 7-6, but in the ninth inning, a 1-2-3 bottom half of the inning. Justin Mickness, though, big week for him. A scoreless inning out of the bullpen today to a position player on the mound. He homered yesterday as well. But final numbers in this one. Jupiter, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. Bradenton, 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors. 3 men left on base. Game time, 2 hours and 25 minutes. Seen by 873 on this Friday night. As winning pitcher is Delvis Allegre, improves to 2-3. Connor Oliver, loser, falls to 0-5 as Skinner Benitez going 4 out of the bullpen today. He picks up his first save in 2024. We come back here in the postgame show. It's time to take a look at some scores across the FSL, also the Pirate system as well. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Jupiter wins in second straight, has even the series now at 2 apiece after they win today by score of 7-6. Thomas and Zirilla here to take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard, and then we'll get you set for tomorrow's contest as well between Jupiter and Bradenton. Starting in the Pirates org, top of the fifth inning, White Sox have a 1-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Marco Gonzalez on the mound today. Carey Crochet on for the White Sox as he went 2 scoreless, 4 strikeouts. For Pittsburgh, Marco Gonzalez, 4 innings, 1 run on 7 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Pirates looking for some offense right now. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system today, AAA Indianapolis playing a doubleheader after they've been rained out twice this week. They won game one 5-2 over Tristan McKenzie in 7 innings. Ben Heller the save. Domingo Herman picked up the win in game one. Game two, they are behind 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning right now. Double A Altoona, they lose today 2-1 at home against Bowie. And then High A Greensboro, they shut out Winston-Salem 8-0. Good result there. They limit the dash to just 3 hits. FCO Pirates, they lose in 8 innings today, 7-4 on the backfields. And which then the DSL Pirates said to them as well. A no-hitter between the black and the gold team. Gold team wins 3-2, the no-hit, and they win by 1 run. In the Florida State League, just looking at the FCL Pirates, there's no rehabbers right now. For the Pirates, looks like McGarrett Forrester's down there on rehab, but he did not play today. So just taking a look at that real quick. But in the Florida State League, some scores. The Fort Myers Daytona series is on a hold right now. Rain today, and so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Palm Beach shuts out Clearwater 4-0. Lakeland down St. Lucie 6-1 on the road. And then the DJs, a couple of rehabbers there. Chase Hampton, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, is a top 100 guy. Took the loss today. DJs scored 3 runs against him. They went 3-0 then against Tampa, which is 2 hits tonight. Then, of course, Bradenton again, who lose 7-6 today. And so it's now even series at 2 apiece. Jupiter proves to 44-41, 8-11 in the second half. Bradenton falls to 37-48 overall, 8-11 in the second half of the season. Game 5 is tomorrow. It's a big one. Carlos Jimenez on the hill. He's 2-3 with a 4.85 this season against Jake Brooks, who's 7-1 and a 1.64 ERA. First pitch is at 6:30. Pregame show at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders broadcast number. Big thanks to Justin Mickness for joining us on the pregame show today. Can join us early on the broadcast network. We'll get another one for you tomorrow. But that'll wrap things up for us here on the postgame show from LeeCom Park. Final score one last time, Jupiter 7, Bradenton 6. We'll see you back here tomorrow at LeeCom Park. Thomas and Zirilla saying so long. Have a great rest of your Friday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.